again. My mother heard of it and threw herself into the river. She climbed out, then threw herself in again, climbed out once more, threw herself in again, and so on, until she appeared no more.
Drowned.
Dunked. She dunked herself to death. After that, the biscuit family fortune was snapped up by my late father's arch rivals, Lord and Lady Flapjack.
A tragic and woeful story. But now to London, like our probably late Aunt Lily said.
But as we walked, I noticed all was not well with one of our number.
Dear Sister Poppy, are you all right?
Cold. So cold.
I've always found you very friendly.
No, physically cold. So physically cold.
She is soaked from the river. We must find warmth and shelter.
Hang on a second. This large conurbation we seem to have just entered... Could it be London?
London! You're in London! Get your London here!
Buildings soared above us, sometimes two or even three stories high. And the air was thick with the smell of horse manure and gin.
So cold. Need a warm room.
We shall get you one, dear Poppy.
But we have no money.
Then let's get begging. Honey? Anyone got any honey? Spare honey?
It's money, Harry.
Shame, I like honey.
Money. Please, may we have some money?
Money? You beg for money?
We do.
Then you're condemned by your own mouth. Begging is anti-Christian behavior. Take them up to the workhouse.
Of course, this was in the days before the disarmament of the Salvation Army. We were driven at bayonet point to the workhouse. As we went, I realized there was something familiar about the Beadle.
My name is Beadle Ezekiel Hardthrasher. And while I am full of Christian goodness, you are all stricken with the disease of poverty. And why are you poverty? You lack the Christian virtues of hard work, discipline, and lots of money. But by God's will, we will inculcate these virtues in you, even if we have to hold you down and force them into you like some kind of human moral sausage.
We retired to the workhouse sleepatorium, a dismal space with only straw for bedding and bread and water for sustenance. All was degradation and misery. But then...
Pip? Pip Bin, is that you?
It was Mr. Parsimonious, a friend of my father's, and ironically the most generous of men. But now, he was a sorry sight, his former nobility and fine clothing gone. Yet he was still his old generous self.
Oh, dear Pip, how I wish we had met in better circumstances. But still, you must have a present, though I have so little to give. Wait, I know. Have this crust of bread, this green and... rock-like crust. Oh, and you simply must have some fetid water. And these rags. All my tattered rags. And lice. All must have lice.
With that, he began to cry, which in those days it was still illegal for a man to do.
Oh, and these tears. Oh, you must have these salty tears of shame and regret. My misery. Have some of my misery. Please, won't someone share in my misery?
Mr. Parsimonious, do not cry.
But it's all gone a bit shit.
Nonsense. You're with us now. This is my friend, Harry Biscuit.
How do you do? Terribly. Really, really terribly.
And my sisters?
How good it is to see you, Mr. Parsimonious.
And you, dear Pippa, even though everything is rubbish. And Poppy? How's Poppy?
Cold. So cold. I fear she is seriously unwell.
We think it might be a cold.
It is as if the icy waters of the river have crept into my soul. I fear I shall never be warm again.
We must get help. Harry, fetch the Beadle.
Harry rushed off, and we waited anxiously as Poppy became colder and bluer before our very eyes.
I understand that you godless paupers seek assistance.
It is our sister. She is freezing to death. Please help her.
Nonsense. If she nears death, she nears the kingdom of heaven. What Christian could begrudge another being such a wonderful happening?
But please help me.
You'll be warm soon, young lady. Warm in God's embrace.
I'd rather be warm here.
No, you go to God. I envy you.
I can't feel my legs. Or my arms. My head is numb. There's no feeling in my chest. All I can feel is a tiny bit of my stomach.
And how does that feel?
Cold!
Might have guessed.
There are angels around me. And I can see Jesus.
You lucky cow.
He has a warm coat for me and soup. Hot soup. Thank you, Jesus. A toasted muffin. Yes, please. How warming. Of course I'll come closer to the fire. Closer. Closer. The flames are so hypnotic but warm. Goodbye, dear brother and sister. I'm going now. Going. Going. Go.
No!
At least now she is in a better place.
Actually, the fire imagery makes it quite clear she's in hell.
But she saw Jesus.
The devil in a Jesus costume. He does that a lot. Now sleep. For tomorrow you work to remove the stain of poverty from your souls.
And so, Pippa and I were comforted by Mr. Parsimonious and Harry Biscuit. Yet our sister was dead. Would it be long before we shared her fate?
That's so sad. Poppy died. She died like old Barry.
And you think I could, you bloody fool?
No, but it's so sad. I can't take any more of this emotion.
Then leave and return next week when you shall hear more.
Yes.
Well, Father, how do you feel?
These are hard memories to relate, dear daughter.
Well, sometimes it is good to talk about these emotions.
This is 1873. Emotions are like port. To be corked up tight in a bottle, left in the cellar for 40 years, and then given to your godson on his 21st birthday. When Sir Quill returns, he shall hear more. How we escaped the workhouse, how I made my fortune, and how I was nearly lost to the depths of the ocean.
Bleak Expectations was written by Mark Evans and starred Richard Johnson as Philip Bin, Tom Allen as Young Pip, Anthony Head as Mr. Benevolent, Celia Imrie as Aunt Lily, Lawrence Howarth as Mr. Parsimonious, Jeffrey Whitehead as Dr. Hardthrasher, Susie Kane as Pippa, Perdita Weeks as Poppy, Sarah Hadland as Lily, James Barkman as Harry Biscuit, Mark Perry as Bakewell, and Mark Evans as the Reverend. It was produced by Gareth Edwards.